You're listening to KHBT 97.7 The Bolt. Time now for Your Care, Our Mission here on KHBT, brought to you by The Bolt and Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And my guest this morning is Larry Hall. He is the Director of Pharmacy over at HCMH. Larry, how are you doing this morning?
Doing really good, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Well, good.
So I understand we're talking about the flu again today.
Yeah, I know you're getting tired of it.
Oh, not at all.
But I
tired of the flu in general, but not tired of talking with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, right now we're in the beginning of what they call the Northern Hemisphere flu season. And though we've only seen a few cases in Humboldt County, the season is forecast to be a serious one. You might say, why do you say it's going to be a serious one? You could say that right now.
Why do you say it's going to be a serious one?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Sam. There's one reason. It's Australia.
Okay.
In the background. In 2017, Australia had their worst flu season in 20 years since records have been kept. What followed in the U.S. was a season where 79,000 people died of influenza and related diseases, the complications to it. This summer, well, the Australian flu season wasn't as bad as 2017, but it was close. It was almost as bad. U.S. flu seasons generally mimic Australia pretty closely, so we can expect to see a pretty severe season once it hits. If you're out there and you've gotten your flu shot, great.
Mm-hmm.
Happy for you. You're in as good a shape as you can be. The flu shot doesn't provide 100% protection. But even if you get the flu, if you've had the shot, you're likely to get a much milder case than if you didn't have it. What I want to talk to you a little bit about today, because I'm a pharmacist and I kind of get into these things, is the different kinds of flu shots.
Okay.
And the first practical flu vaccines were developed right at the beginning of World War II with the express desire to keep the troops healthy. Makes sense. Troops got the first doses of the influenza vaccine in 1945, and then it was approved for civilian use a year later. Well, back in those days, how did they make flu vaccine? Well, they injected the flu virus into chicken eggs. They grew it there for a long time, then they killed the virus, then they purified it, then they injected the dead antigens into people. The dead antigens would cause the body to make antibodies, which should provide protection against whatever strains of flu that we'd injected in there. Long story short, the majority of flu vaccines made today are made the same way. We've come a long way in purification and other processes and the things that they're used, but the most flu vaccines are injected into eggs. And if that's what you've had, great. You've got a tried and true proven vaccine that's been used for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
But back in 1976, they had, you probably weren't even born.
No, I wasn't.
Well, I was. And some of the listeners were. You'll remember the swine flu scare. They were really concerned about swine flu, and they said this could be really bad, and it could kill lots of people. And they said, flu manufacturers, you got to make it, and you got to make it fast. Flu manufacturers said, no problem. Making it in eggs will take us about 6 months. U.S. government said, problem. And basically put a lot of money behind trying to come out with vaccines that they could make faster. And really, when you think about it, are chicken eggs the best thing to make vaccine out of? I'll ask you a question, Sam.
Yes.
Is a chicken a mammal?
Is a chicken a mammal?
Yes.
Well, no, because it lays eggs.
That's right. A chicken is a bird. Birds are not mammals. People say, oh, they're warm-blooded, so they're mammals. Nope.
Not how that works.
If you're a bird, what's your closest relative living on Earth today? Lizard. Now, let me ask you another thought question here.
Okay.
Does it make sense to make vaccines in lizard eggs?
I would say in general, no.
Probably not. You'd be exactly right. And when you think about it, chicken just isn't a good match.
Yeah.
When you're injecting that flu vaccine into the eggs, the flu vaccine, because it's in a foreign environment, it really wants to be in a human being,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a pig, or something like this. It has to adapt to live in that. And that's fine up to a point, but then once you've purified it and cleaned it and injected it back in, what you're injecting back into the human is not a dead antigen of what we originally put into it. It's modified a little bit. So the big thing is there a different way to make it? There are a couple new vaccines, both of which surprisingly are available at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital that don't use chicken eggs.
Okay.
One of them uses canine kidney cells, dog kidneys. Kind of cool. And no, we're not killing dogs right and left, I promise you. They actually took one dog named Darby. We know that. I can tell you that because they took a kidney out of him and they made what they call an immortal strain line where we can keep on making canine kidney cells in a petri dish. Obviously, it's not like that.
Right.
And from that, we're able to make the flu vaccine in those canine kidney cells. And a dog, is a mammal, much more closely related to human beings than chickens are. And the other one is a completely what they call a recombinant technology, where they just take portions and they're actually able to use bacteria to make it. And once again, both of these vaccines have been shown in the field to pretty much almost for sure be better than the vaccines that are available on chicken eggs.
Right.
If you got the chicken egg vaccine, you still got good protection. But, you know, if you haven't got it yet, you're thinking like, why would I want to stop out at Humboldt Hospital Public Health and get a flu shot? Well, you'd be getting the latest technology. And I don't know, I'm kind of a techie guy. I kind of like the latest stuff.
Yeah.
I keep thinking maybe the newer stuff is a little bit better. And I can tell you another thing. I got my shot by Public Health. Maybe I just got lucky. Barely felt it. It's
really?
Fantastic. People get scared of shots. They're using these fine,
I'm
sharp needles. You just hardly feel it. They do a good job. But at any rate, stop out and there you go. That's all I got for the first part.
Well, that's fine. That was more than enough. Appreciate that. I really like the way you put that into terms that like people like me can understand when you're talking about all that. It's really nice. We'll be right back with Larry Hall right after the break.